Here's just a sample of some of the commercials, many commercials that Franklin recorded.
This is Hobbs with a happy holiday wish from the entire staff of Rogers Chow Mein. Good morning. This is Franklin Hobbs extending the happiest of holiday greetings to all of you from all of your good friends at Whitaker Buick of St. Paul. This is Hobbs, and right here I'd like to talk to you about the financial... This is Hobbs for my friends at the Original Pet Food Warehouse. Now, before... This is Franklin Hobbs for the Prudential Devion Realty. Check your mailbox. This is Hobbs with a word for both men and women. If you're not wearing Rockports, you're not... This is Hobbs here, and I certainly don't have to let you know that winter's chill is just around the corner. But do... This is Hobbs. I think you'll agree, few things can slow you down like...
Hi, this is Hobbs. And this message is a real memory maker for me. More than 25 years ago, I did the first commercial for Perkins. They were called Perkins Pancake Houses then, but now it's Perkins Family Restaurants. They've really grown, and so has their menu. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. A huge selection for every member of the family. And a very special collection for those of us on the other side of 60. That's what it's called, the 60-plus collection. Smaller portions at smaller prices. A little less intake to keep our waistlines down. A smaller price to keep our wallets healthy. For really marvelous food served in truly friendly fashion. Next time, try Perkins, won't you? Perkins Family Restaurant. There's got to be one near you. And when you pay that very small check... Tell him Hobbs sent you. Thank you.
And, of course, Franklin Hobbs, a commercial he recorded just a few years ago. As I mentioned, watching him as his engineer for many years and working closely with him, Franklin made it so easy when he did the commercials, and he did them live on his show, one after another. But he did have to go into the production studio to record them, because on occasion they would air at other parts of the day when he wasn't around to do them live. And... he was not without making a few mistakes along the way. Many times, first thing he would do when he showed up at the station in the morning was march right into the production studio. And at the time, Marianne Barrett was also on the air, as well as our production director. He would sit down and he would start recording his commercials. Well, on occasion, he made a few mistakes, and here are a few samples.
29-inch lamps are 24... You read it first, Hobbs, before you do it. Perhaps you've seen a good many townhouses. Perhaps you've seen a good many townhouses in your time. Perhaps you've seen a good many townhouses in your time, but never. This is Hobbs for my good friends at Oridge. Oh, I hate mornings. This is Hobbs for my good friends at the Oridge. This is Frank. This is for... God, I hate mornings. If your health problems prohibits your... If your health prohibits... I'll get it yet, dear. If your health prohibits your thoughtful... Chances are many of you would like to... Chances are many of you would love to enjoy real relief from minor aches and pains... Even those associated with arthritis. Okay, listen very carefully to this name. Eucalyptamine. Eucalyptamine. I'll get it yet, dear. Don't go away.
No problem.
Even the world's best and finest communicator had those kind of days, and we would definitely discover that in the production room, because I was the production director and worked closely with Franklin. Well, we'd have a day or two like that, but he was always courteous and kind, and we'd get through it. And Franklin was a special sort of individual who, he could be a little Dickens at times, sometimes in the production room, and sometimes even in the studio. Very often he wouldn't let us know that this was going to happen, but we would certainly find out about it when the phones began to ring and ring and ring. Franklin would love to ask people something like, well, have you seen the first robin? Or, is it raining where you are? Or, is it snowing where you are? Well, people listened to Franklin, and they certainly did, and they responded. And the phones would ring off the wall, and we'd be diving to them to take the answers and send them on in to Franklin. He was just a very special individual. And I know when I first became the production director at KLBB, I was a little apprehensive working with Franklin Hobbs, but before long he made me feel at ease. And we are going to miss him.
Thank you, Marianne Barrett. Marianne, of course, doing traffic now on KLBB, but knew Franklin very well as a production director and on the air. We are paying tribute to Franklin Hobbs. We want to talk again about his music. He had impeccable taste in music. One of his favorite artists was Henry Mancini, a man he knew personally. And Mancini, in fact, used to listen to Franklin's show, and on one of the liner notes on the back of an album, he talks about listening to Franklin Hobbs' All Night program. Here's a medley, a montage that Hobbs used to love to play by Henry Mancini because he loved the big band so much. It's a big band montage. You know, you were his engineer, I was his engineer, and it really was an education for me. Artists I'd never heard of that Franklin Hobbs, 9 times out of 10, knew personally when I started working for KLBB. Sure, you'd heard of Frank Sinatra, you'd heard of Glenn Miller, you've heard of Tommy Dorsey, you know, the big names. But then the smaller names, like you pointed out, Oscar Peterson, a good example. What a fabulous pianist he was. Who else comes to mind?
Well, you mentioned Matt Monroe.
Matt Monroe.
Not famous in the United States. Franklin, one time when I was engineering for him, he said, hey, play, side 2, cut 4, or whatever it was. I think it was a Les Elgar album. He said, you'll really like this song. And I played it, and I started to sing the words along. And Franklin said, how do you know that song? And I said, well, it's a Beatles tune. He said, nah, that's not a Beatles tune. And I said, yeah, it is. It is. And when that album finished, I showed it to him. It was a Lennon-McCartney tune. And he never played it again.
Never played it again. I tell you, though, he was a perfectionist when he came to music. He loved hearing from listeners.
Yes, he did.
Who would write him letters, ask him questions about music.
That's why he did, that Marianne mentioned, that's why he'd ask listeners, have you seen the first Robin this spring? That's why he did that. He loved to hear from listeners.
And here again, this was back in 1984, Franklin Hobbs, and responding to a letter from a listener.
Thank you, Joe. This gentleman writes to me from Mendota Heights, and he has all kinds of opinions about the music we play. And I might add, I'm very flattered to say that he thinks it's all pretty good. He said he heard that Nat Cole tune, Thank You. It's called Thank You. And he says he likes it. I hadn't heard it before either. And I think it was Riddle in the background. He also heard the tune we're about to play. And we're going to do it for you, Joe. And yes, indeed, it is Ted Heath and not Billy May. Are you ready? Go. There you have it, Mr. Stefani. By the way, I like your description of that particular arrangement. So fresh and crisp, he calls it. Very true. Thank you for your note, Joe.
Another great song, great artist, again, one introduced to me by Franklin Hobbs, the very talented Tony Mottola on the guitar, a thing called Lush and Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
There were so many of those through the years that he'd dig out of his collection of albums, somebody you'd never heard of or vaguely had heard of, and it was just marvelous, the musicians that he could come up with and the recordings he'd come across.
And they were all, Tony Mottola was the guitar player on The Tonight Show for many years, and that was another favorite orchestra of Franklin's. He loved to play The Tonight Show Band, and he did a lot, Sketch Henderson's band.
Ted Heath, Edmundo Ross, and before we close things out, we want to talk to another fella who knew Franklin Hobbs very well, that being Charlie Boone. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Reed. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Yeah, you know, we knew that it was going to happen, but we were still shocked to hear of the death of Franklin Hobbs. What a legend.
Absolutely. Absolutely. As you point out, it we knew it was coming, but when I first heard the news last Thursday, I just was in a state of disbelief.
Yes.
I went outside, and I think I walked half of downtown for a while.
You know, I wish there were going to be some sort of a memorial service for Franklin, because it would give all of us a chance to pay our tributes to the family, and I'm sorry there's not going to be.
And he will be missed. I know you worked up, well, pretty much side by side with him. He'd be getting off the air. You'd be coming on in the mornings.
Well, Roger probably, Roger Erickson probably saw more of him, because he came on early, in those early years when Franklin was hosting the All Night. But I went to bed with Franklin. everybody did, you know, tuned in to his Hobbs House show. When they, he had such a mellow, marvelous, mellifluous voice, and he was, and he played lovely music. He never played anything you'd want to turn off.
That's absolutely correct. Charlie, I appreciate you. We have to close it up here, but I appreciate you so much taking the time to.
I'm sorry I'm late. I was at a downtown council annual meeting, and I just couldn't. I was sitting next to my boss, so it was unlikely that I'd say, hey, I got to go over and. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Charlie.
Yeah.
That's Charlie.
Thanks for paying salute to Franklin. He was a great part of our business.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Charlie Boone, colleague of Franklin's from WCCO. Right up until the end, Franklin was determined to come back to work. Mid-September, I stopped by his house. We had installed a broadcast line, and he was going to go on the following Thursday. We sat down together and picked out the music for his show, what he was going to open with, what he was going to close with. And this was on a Sunday. We watched the football game as well. He was tired, lost some weight, but he was determined to go back on the air and bring us more of that music from Hobbs House. Unfortunately, it was not to be, and all we have is the memories, but I'm sure they're memories that we'll never lose. We will miss him.
Robert, that's Robert Ransom at the Blacks and Whites. Been awfully nice having you along this morning. Can we make a date firm now for tomorrow morning? We start bright and early. 6 o'clock. We'll see you then.
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through.
This is AM 1400, KLBB, St. Paul, Minneapolis, and AM 1470, WLOL, Brooklyn Park. News is next from CNN, followed by the Good Time Super Saver Radio Hour. It's 2 o'clock.